Welcome back to A Season's Griot. I'm Madafo. Let's hear now from Griot and Season's Griot regular, Joyce Greer.
How the animals got their tails. A long, long, long time ago, the Creator created the world. He made the earth and gave it mountains and gave it oceans and rivers and streams, forests and woods. He started creating animals, and he began with large animals. He created elephants and buffalo and hippos and horses, giraffes. Oh, they were so beautiful. Lions roamed the earth. And one day, a lion was walking along and came to a place where the Creator sat. And the lion started talking and asked the question, Creator, are you going to create any other animals? And the Creator hadn't thought about it. He pondered it for a time, and all kinds of images came into his mind. He started thinking, other animals? And oh, he started creating. He created fox and beaver and dogs and cats, so many different animals, smaller than the larger animals. And do you know, with this second batch of creation, the Creator hadn't thought to give any of these animals tails. So the rabbit was in that second batch of animals that was created. And oh, that rabbit loved to hop along and visit with all the other animals and carry messages, and one day came across the Creator thinking, and in conversation asked, Creator, do you plan to create any other animals? And the Creator had not thought of it. But oh, again, all kinds of animals came into mind. Smaller animals. He thought of mice. Oh, he thought of lizards. Beautiful animals of all colors and all shapes. But he didn't think to give them tails either. Well, time passed, a lot of time. And the Creator one day, and talking to a spider, the spider asked, do you plan to create any other creatures? And the Creator started thinking again. And in this next burst of creativity, he created insects of all kinds. And that's when the problem started. The Creator created flies. All kinds of insects, but flies became the problem. There were so many of them. They started landing on the bigger animals who had no tails, and they couldn't swish them off. Oh, the flies were biting them and digging into them, and there was no way except to run and rub up against a tree or run and slide into the waters of a lake to get those pesky flies off their hides. And the animals started fussing and grumbling and mumbling. And the rabbit listened at all of this. And then he went hopping up to a spider web and said to the spider, Spider, climb up into the heavens. Tell the Creator, flies causing problems. Flies biting. He's biting. He's biting. And so the spider crawled up into the heavens and said, Creator, there are problems on the earth. That fly, that pesky fly, he's biting. And the Creator thought, oh, no. He thought on it for a bit of time. And he started thinking, I don't want to destroy a fly, but, oh, what can I do to help the other animals? And he thought on it and thought on it until he thought of tails. And he created them in his mind. And he sent a big mountain of tails, boom, down to the earth. So many tails, a big heap of them, all colors, all shapes, all sizes. And Rabbit was given the job of running around and telling all the other animals, come choose a tail, come choose a tail, and then you can swish the flies away if they bother you. Well, of course, there were a lot of animals not bothered by the flies, but there were so many that were bothered. And they lined up as Rabbit instructed them. And they moved up in that line till they got to that big mountain of tails. And then they had to choose. Oh, the elephant walked around. He looked at big tails and small tails, and he spotted one near the bottom that just seemed the perfect tail. And he reached down, he got it in his mouth, and turned around, and other animals were watching when he went boing, and that tail attached, and he walked away swishing his tail. And horses chose tails that could swish the flies, long, beautiful tails, all colored tails. And one by one, the different animals walked up in that line, and the line just got longer and longer and longer. Some were impatient. They'd step out of line and look ahead. Oh, that line seemed miles and miles long. They kept moving up. They talked with the animal in front of them and the animal behind them. They talked about what kind of tail they wanted. And they moved up and they moved up. They slowly moved up until they got to the front of the line. And then the big decision, which tail to choose. And there was still a big heap of tails. The fox stood in line for a long time. And he kept thinking, I love my color. A beautiful, rich brown color. I want a tail that matches my body color. And finally, he got to the head of the line, and he looked high and he looked low, and all around the edges of the bottom, he looked until he finally saw the color he wanted, and he pulled out that tail with his mouth, and it lay there on the ground just the right size, and he put it on. Boing! Oh, so many animals complimented him and said, you chose so wisely. You look beautiful. And he held his head up and walked away proudly, swishing his tail. And the beaver, when he finally got to the front of the line, he looked and looked, and lo and behold, he saw this flat tail. And it was so funny looking, and he liked it right away. He chose it. And the possum, he waited in line for the longest time. And finally, he got to the front of the line. And he looked and looked. Not as many tails now. So many had been chosen. That line had been so long. Oh, the possum walked around what was left of the tails. And finally, he spotted one that had no hair on it. No fur of any kind. And he looked at it and laughed and thought, I like this tail. I like it. And that's what he chose. And oh, the animals laughed at him. They laughed and said, you chose that? You chose that tail? Oh, he held his head up high and walked away. He loved his tail. And the pile went down. The tails went down, there were fewer and fewer, and meanwhile the rabbit had gone so far and wide all over the land, passing the message, tell everybody, come get in line, come get a tail, even if you don't need a tail, come get a tail. And they moved up in line and moved up in line all the animals until finally the rabbit started thinking, I want a tail. Flies don't bother me, but I like a tail. And so he got in the back of the line. And it was still a pretty long line, and he hopped up, and he hopped up and kept hopping up until finally the rabbit was at the head of the line. But all the tails were gone. There'd been a mountain of tails, so many, but they were all gone. And the rabbit looked around, and all he saw laying there on the ground was one little bit of fluff. And he looked at it and he said, is that a tail? That's a tail. He looked around. There was no one to talk to. He laughed again. He smiled and looked at that little bit of fluff and picked it up and boing, hopped away with his tail. And that's how the animals got Fair Tales.
Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died, yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our Father sighed. We have come over a way that with tears has been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered, out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last where the white gleam of our bright star is cast.
We, the peoples of the African diaspora, who outwardly migrated and populated this planet, are and always have been the custodians of this earth with a mission to bring peace, wisdom, and balance to all humanity. I am Muti Emily, bringing each of you the joy, love, and prosperity of the eight elements of the Rites of Passage Youth Empowerment Foundation programs, which use the high values of the seven principles of Kwanzaa. The time-honored African traditions have given us the contemporary Kwanzaa principles and the rites of passage elements to identify and guide the youth from adolescence to adulthood through their geniuses and nurture them to use it for their life's higher purpose. The program is designed to facilitate, build, and strengthen the social, moral, and emotional life skill competencies of youth, families, and communities. Traditional African societies recognize the importance of guiding their youth successfully into adulthood. African societies initiated youth into the cultural heritage of people through an academic and educational process we call rites of passage ceremonies. The first element of the rites of passage ceremony is the elders, the parents, and the mentors who come together to teach using the seventh principle of Kwanzaa, which is imani, faith. The second element is the youth. The separation of youth from their friends and family, and especially from their devices, to come and learn from the elders, the passing on and receiving of wisdom and knowledge for the sustainability and the continuity of our balanced world. This matches the first principle of Kwanzaa, umoja, unity. The third element is the sacred space, which is prepared by the elders to facilitate learning, communication, and sharing. This matches the fourth principle of Kwanzaa, Ujamaa, cooperative economics. The fourth element of the rites of passage process is the releasing of old destructive habits. This element is enhanced by the third principle of Kwanzaa, Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Youth completing the challenges of the program will be equipped with the tools necessary to effect positive change in their life. The youth learn through truth, honesty, and empowerment, not fear. The fifth element of the rites of passage process are the challenges. We use all Kwanzaa principles in the challenges through experiential activities, study, and practice. Our children learn that they are not alone in their efforts to improve their lives and the lives of others in the sustaining of the continuity of our world. The sixth element is a transition to self-acceptance and self-love. This is enhanced by the second principle of Kwanzaa, Kujijakulia. The seventh element of the rites of passage process is the new awakenings to new beginnings. This is enhanced by the fifth principle of Kwanzaa, Nia, purpose. The eighth element is the celebration of the final ceremony. This is enhanced by the sixth principle of Kwanzaa, Kuumba, creativity. The Rites of Passage program encourages more communities to empower youth to learn how to help themselves, trust in themselves, and make choices that make sense to them within the context of their social environment. All children can learn no matter what the circumstances of their birth or their social environment. Every adult acts as a facilitator to work with and to instill in our children the regular habits of achievement. All children respond best when expectations are high and when goals are raised. We must help every child develop their qualities of character and instill in them their internal moral compass of right and wrong. We must help them obtain a sense of self and a sense of purpose in their young lives. Margaret Mead said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." Thank you. I am Muti Emily Diane Gunter.
And the young boy went to his grandfather. He said, "Grandfather, is it true that lion is king of the jungle?" "This is true, my son. But tell me, why do you ask?" "Well, grandfather, I am confused. In all the stories I read and hear, man will always defeat the lion. So how can this be true, grandfather? How can lion be king?" The old man thought quickly with a subtle smile of remembrance on his face. He said, "It will always be that way, my son, until the lion tells the story." We'll be right back with more of A Seasons Creole